Flesh by David Saloy is described as a propulsive, hypnotic novel about a man who is unravelled by a series of events beyond his grasp. The audio version is read by Daniel Wayman.
After a while, another car comes along the track from the opposite direction. It's a small Suzuki Jeep with Croatian plates.
"Wait here," Erdern says. "Keep your eyes open."
He walks towards the Jeep, which has stopped. Two men get out and they talk. They seem to be speaking English, but they talk in quiet voices, and István can't hear what they're saying. He can't see them very well either in the dusky light. He just stands there, with his hands in his pockets, feeling cold. His feet, especially, feel very cold. He's wearing the wrong sort of shoes. He looks down at them, and at the half-frozen mud of the track. About a week ago, he ran into Erdern in the town. He knew him slightly from the Young Offenders Institution. Erdern seemed pleased to see him and asked, did he want to earn some money? István asked him what he meant. Erdern explained that he had to pick some stuff up in Croatia and needed someone to go with him.
Why? István asked. To watch my back.
What stuff? István asked.
Whatever. That's not important.
Why do you need someone to watch your back?
So that I feel safe.
Why wouldn't you feel safe?
I'd feel safer with someone like you with me.
What do you mean, someone like me?
You know what I mean, Erdern said.
And it's true that István had made a sort of name for himself in the institution. Like everyone in there, he had had to look out for himself. There were some fights. He had an aptitude for fighting, he discovered. That's probably what Erdern was talking about. When he told István how much he would pay him, István said he would do it. And now he's here, in the cold wood, hugging himself and trying to hear what Erdern is saying to those two men about 50 metres away, in the half-darkness under the trees.
Flesh is, basically, it's the story of more or less the whole life of a Hungarian character called István. And it begins when he's 15 and living on a sort of council estate in a Hungarian town with his mother. And it follows him for decades after that. All kinds of things obviously happen to him. But I guess most notably, or the biggest sort of single aspect of his life that the book covers, is he moves to England, to London, and spends many years there. So it's a story of a Hungarian man emigrating to London, in essence, but I hope it's much more than that too.
Erdern comes back with a bag, a sort of nylon sports hold-all. He puts it in the car and then reverses along the track the way they came. What is it? István asks, blowing into his hands.
Drugs.
Whatever, Erdern mutters. He's twisted round in his seat, reversing along the track which is too narrow for him to turn in. It's nearly dark now. When they reach the main road, which is itself just a quiet, two-lane thing without any traffic, he puts the headlights on. They drive back to the town, and then to a part of it that István doesn't know very well. A few years ago, it was mostly vineyards and fields. Now there are more and more houses on the hillside. They stop at one of them, and István waits in the car while Erdern rings the doorbell. Who lives there? István asks him when he returns without the hold-all.
I don't know, Erdern says.
He pays István his money and drives him home. They do the same thing a few more times that winter, and for a while, István has money. He mostly spends it on going out, although the town's nightlife is very limited. The main place is jungle. Sometimes he sees Erdern there. On one such occasion, when he's drunk, Erdern tells him that he thinks it's heroin in the bags they pick up. He says that one of the main heroin routes into Europe is through the Balkans, and that this might be part of it. After they've had a few drinks, they talk about taking one of the bags and selling the stuff themselves, if it is heroin. They never do that, though. They never even look in the bags. They're too scared of the man in the house, and also they're satisfied with the money he pays them for delivering the stuff to him, whatever it is. It seems like a lot to them.
As we were saying before we started the recording, you were last on Read On 9 years ago with All That A Man Is. That there are kind of 9 stories that the reader has to link themselves. Are there similarities between that book and Flesh, as in we're linking these little vignettes into your character's life?
Yes, I think there are. I mean, I think All That Man Is was a sort of novel disguised as a collection of stories, you might say, whereas Flesh you could describe almost as a collection of short stories disguised as a novel, because it is a novel in, you know, a traditional sense. It's about one character and follows that character across many years and in a sort of coherent story. But on the other hand, it's made of 10 chapters, which are, as you say, quite self-contained narrative units. So almost, some of them I would say almost could stand on their own as individual pieces of writing, but they are, of course, also part of the larger story. But each chapter covers only a few weeks or months of Istvan's life and is usually separated from the chapters on either side of it by years that we don't really directly see. So yes, there is a sort of there is a structural similarity with All That Man Is, definitely.
And Istvan travels from Hungary to London. Is that a reverse telling of your own journey?
In a very literal sense, yes. I mean, I grew up in London and lived in Hungary for many years. So yes, I did, when I was sort of contemplating the book, I did very definitely want to write something which had both an English aspect and a Hungarian aspect, because my life at that time was kind of stretched between those two places, I guess. You know, I'd come to a point where I didn't feel 100% sort of at home or based in either place, and I wanted to somehow use that feeling in the book I was about to write. So that was definitely there. I also have relatives who made exactly the same journey as Istvan, in the sense that they, cousins of mine, who grew up in Hungary and moved to England around the time that Hungary joined the EU in 2005, as Istvan does.
Was the book always going to be called Flesh?
No, I mean, Flesh was actually the working title of the book, but somehow there was a sense that it would be replaced by a kind of, I guess, a more elegant or literary title at some stage when the book was finished. But when it time came to actually think of that more elegant or literary title, we couldn't. We couldn't think of anything better than Flesh. I mean, Flesh, although it was quite a sort of rough, almost sort of vulgar, slightly vulgar sounding title, which kind of made people feel slightly uneasy in a way, we decided that those were actually good things about it, and that it really spoke to something deep in the book. And there was a reason, actually, why I had used it as a working title, which I'd done without really spending much time thinking about it. It was just the word that kind of came to hand. So I think it's the best and most appropriate title for the book in the end, yeah.
Flesh is available in the RNIB Talking Books Library and available in all formats commercially, but it's available from RNIB in both audio and braille. And David, thank you so much.
Thank you.